That nagging feeling something is different about your child's development, perhaps they don't respond to their name, make eye contact, or engage in the back and forth dance of early communication, often marks the beginning of an autism journey. What follows is typically a roller coaster of evaluations and emotions, culminating in a diagnosis that changes everything and nothing simultaneously. While receiving an autism diagnosis may initially feel overwhelming, these feelings will pass. Life may be different than planned, but not necessarily worse. Autism is fundamentally a neurological difference affecting early development, characterized by two main areas: challenges in social communication/interaction, and restricted, repetitive behaviors, often accompanied by sensory issues. Children with autism typically struggle with natural back-and-forth sharing of emotions, nonverbal communication, and social play. They may engage in repetitive behaviors, often called stimming, prefer sameness and routines, develop intense interests in specific topics, and experience sensory sensitivities. Recent statistics show autism affects approximately 3% of Australian children aged 5 to 14, with boys diagnosed 3 to 4 times more frequently than girls, though growing evidence suggests this disparity may reflect diagnostic biases rather than true prevalence differences. With proper interventions and support, people with autism can lead fulfilling lives far from the life sentence once portrayed. Our understanding of autism has transformed dramatically. While clinical diagnosis still uses deficit-focused terminology, many now embrace either a social model focusing on societal barriers or a biopsychosocial model balancing individual interaction with environmental changes. The neurodiversity movement views autism as natural brain variation rather than disorder, valuing unique skills and perspectives instead of trying to fix autistic people. This raises an important question. How do we celebrate autism as difference while acknowledging its sometimes disabling aspects? Terminology preferences have evolved too. Many autistic people prefer identity-first language, autistic child, over person-first language, child with autism, seeing autism as intrinsic to identity. As one autistic adult explains, "I don't have autism any more than I have femaleness." The shift from treating autism to supporting autistic people reflects the goal of helping autistic individuals thrive as they are, perhaps the most significant change of all. Parents typically notice developmental differences around 12 to 18 months, though subtle signs may appear earlier. Common indicators include delayed speech, preference for solitary play, unusual toy interactions, reduced eye contact, high pain tolerance, and limited social engagement. Early intervention is crucial as the developing brain is most receptive to change during formative years. Therapies like IBASIS VIP for babies 6 to 18 months use videos of parent-baby interactions to enhance communication. An Australian study showed significantly lower autism diagnosis rates in the intervention group, 6.7%, versus the control group, 20.5%. Many parents report being initially dismissed by professionals, especially with boys or twins described as developing more slowly. Trust your parental instincts. If you notice developmental differences, persist in seeking professional assessment. Earlier intervention consistently leads to better outcomes. Autism is diagnosed 4 times more frequently in boys than girls, with diagnostic methods biased toward male presentation. Girls with autism typically show fewer restricted behaviors, maintain seemingly normal interests, display greater social motivation, mimic peers effectively, and often control behavior better at school while experiencing stronger sensory sensitivities. Masking is a critical difference. Girls compensate for social challenges by carefully observing peers and following social rules to blend in. They're generally more skilled at masking than boys due to better language abilities and stronger social desires. However, this camouflaging is mentally exhausting, requiring intense concentration. Many maintain composure at school, only to collapse at home from the effort. Challenges intensify during adolescence as social rules become more complex. While autistic boys typically receive ADHD or behavior problem diagnoses, girls more commonly develop anxiety, depression, and eating disorders. that quiet, rule-following girl who appears to be managing might actually be struggling intensely beneath her carefully constructed facade. Breathe, advises Dr. Wen Lawson to parents of newly diagnosed children. Don't rush into action. The diagnosis helps understand behaviors, but your child remains the same person. These firsthand accounts emphasize seeing the child as an individual, not just symptoms. Not everything your child does is because of autism. We're people with our own thoughts, feelings, and preferences. Parents should research help sources carefully to avoid harmful misinformation like cures or dangerous interventions. Autistic adults explain stimming serves purposes: pleasure, distraction from discomfort, or decompression after stress. Dr. Lawson describes hand flapping like an animation of a seagull flying, which releases tension. Focus on finding appropriate alternatives when necessary rather than eliminating stimming. Most importantly, autistic adults emphasize that autistic identity represents pride and commitment to improving systems. They remind parents that while life may be different, it can still be good with proper support. Your child is beautiful and worthy just as they are. Many conditions co-occur with autism, often affecting independence and well-being more than core autism features. While no child experiences all these conditions, most develop at least one by adulthood. About 30% of autistic children have intellectual disability, typically with stronger visual, spatial, and verbal abilities. Language difficulties are common, with up to 30% never developing sentence-level speech. 1 in 10 develop seizures during their lifetime, and gastrointestinal problems and selective eating are frequent. Sleep disturbances affect 50 to 80% of autistic children, creating cycles of challenging behaviors and parental exhaustion. Motor difficulties affecting muscle tone, movement, and coordination are widespread. ADHD and anxiety each affect up to half of autistic children, with anxiety particularly common in those with higher IQs and better language. Between 8% and 68% demonstrate aggressive behaviors, like meltdowns, typically stemming from communication barriers, sensory overwhelm, or unmet needs. Understanding these co-occurring conditions is essential. Rather than viewing challenging behaviors as problems to eliminate, we should recognize them as communication and address the underlying needs they express. The autism diagnosis triggers various emotions: shock, grief, relief, and determination. Parents should process these feelings without being consumed by them. Self-care isn't selfish, but essential for maintaining well-being and relationships. Acceptance unfolds in stages. Recognizing differences, understanding family implications, embracing the special needs parent role, and fully accepting the child. Each family navigates this journey uniquely. Stories of autistic adults offer realistic hope. Charlie, diagnosed at 3, now thrives in year 9 with strong math skills and runs a greeting card business. Inika found her niche in social media marketing, Karina built a career through performing arts education, and Harry developed specialized skills in e-cycling. These diverse narratives show there's no single autism outcome. With understanding, support, and acceptance, autistic people can lead fulfilling lives on their own terms. Beyond therapies, unconditional love and acceptance remain most crucial. Your child's future isn't defined by diagnosis, but by the support and opportunities you provide.